The family consult room smells faintly of burnt coffee. A rehab schedule is taped crookedly to the wall, curling at the corners. Across the table sits Gordon, 67, 3 weeks out from a stroke. His speech is slow but precise. He keeps his gaze on you, steady and unblinking. Beside him, Evelyn twists a tissue until it ropes between her fingers. Earlier this week, when Gordon still struggled to get words out, she pulled you into the hallway and begged you not to share the long-term outlook. You have reviewed his scans and hospital course. Even with strong rehab, you expect major functional decline, a high risk of a second stroke within about 2 years, and a median survival under 5 years. Evelyn is convinced that hearing that will undo him, that he will stop eating, stop trying, and the progress you are seeing will collapse. But you have watched Gordon in therapy. He grimaces through leg lifts, then cracks a tired smile at the physio and asks for one more rep, like the work still has a point. Now in this small room, he asks you plainly, "Doctor, what does the rest of my life actually look like?" Evelyn's eyes flick to yours, warning and desperate. You have to decide how to answer right now. Your words could shape Gordon's effort and choices, and they could fracture or preserve Evelyn's trust. How do you respond?